Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Decision Point. This is where we try and ask questions on behalf of the IT decision makers, the IT administrators, and the IT managers to some of the product leaders that are bringing products to market for you. Now, what's different about what we do here is we try and avoid all that marketing fluff. This is not death by PowerPoint. This is honest questions that we hope help you make better decisions as you're evaluating different product and solutions. Make sense? Let's get started. Okay. I am really, really excited about this one because this isn't talking about a single device. This is more talking about a use case that's becoming very, very important to a lot of people as they think about their video estate. We're going to be talking about BYOD rooms and the experiences that enable that. And very specifically, we're going to talk about the Microsoft Teams strategy behind BYOD rooms. And to help walk me through this and to be the target of all my tough questions, I told her I was going to get a little tough on her. I want to welcome Irina Andonova to the Decision Point webcast. Irina is the head of product for Teams devices and rooms. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I want to make sure I get it all. You've actually had a role expansion. Now you've got a lot of different areas that you're actually covering now. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you, Greg. My name is Irina. I lead Teams Devices product group at Microsoft. I have been in the space for quite some time. Actually, jointly with Ilya Buchstein and Albert Koyman, we launched what now is well known as Microsoft Teams Rooms. I am also worked and developed the Teams device management capabilities behind the Pro Management services. So very excited to be here talking with you, Craig, and with the audience.
I appreciate that. Good. All right. Okay, I'm going to have some questions. We're going to start off really easy right now, but we'll build up to this. Hey, so I really wanted to double-click on this idea about BYOD spaces and the rooms. And do they still matter? Because frankly, I've noticed that you and your teams have actually done some really interesting and I would dare say exciting features around the BYOD spaces here in the last quarters or two. BYOD rooms, why are we still talking about them? Are they important in this whole process?
Yeah, definitely an interesting question. And I'm excited to kind of talk about that because when we think from our point of view, we want to deliver great Teams experiences in every space our users are in. And we have, from the boardroom, we have signature rooms, which have very defined Teams experiences. And then we come down to like smaller rooms, even bookable desks as of more recent. And there's, of course, these experiences in rooms which do not have an MTR. I often think, and I often actually say, every room deserves an MTR, but there we also realize that that may take some time. So therefore, how do we deliver experiences, even if there is no MTR in the room, and how do we help our users benefit from features within Teams and also with new deliveries and experiences with AI? So that's how BYOD becomes important. There is also the aspect from an IT perspective, you know, budgets get in the way. And there's other understandings our admins and customers need to think through of how their spaces are being used, how they can offer best experiences for their users. So therefore, what I'm here to kind of talk about and what our team has done is essentially upgraded the experience in this bring your own device type of roles.
I think it's great. I mean, we have our own data that we've collected here at the Collab Collective. Just here in Q4, looking at the number of units shipped, it's still about 1/3 of the video devices that were sold in this last quarter are enabling BYOD use cases. Now, it may not be as much of the revenue because it kind of points to what you talked about. They wind up being cost-effective, lower price point, but there's still a high volume of rooms being enabled out there. I'm going to ask you one tough question. Do you think people are viewing this as a short-term fix or a long-term strategy when they're deploying these rooms?
Yeah, very interesting. We've seen kind of variety of how people think about it. Again, understanding the usage patterns that they have and getting them to a native solution. And we can talk about like starting with a BYOD experience, starting with, Jabra Pancake 50, just to name something like that, or even having, in a lot of cases, there is nothing in there. There can be just a display or some hardware, some AV combination of speaker, mic, camera. So starting with what they have, or they can easily add on to a room and then upgrading. So in my mind, this is a journey. A journey that can be defined by the needs the customer has and what experiences that they can deliver for their users.
I would agree with what you're saying there. I think there's a combination of try before I actually fully deploy. I think sometimes there's budget limitations and I want to get to that full experience, but I can't do it yet. I think there's actually a lot of learning too, especially in those smaller business and mid-sized businesses too, trying to learn what does having a video enabled room look like and kind of building into it.
Absolutely.
But let's go on to talking about what you guys have done. So, okay, we acknowledge BYOD is important. You're not saying it's not. I'm not going to throw you under the bus for that. And actually, to show that, you guys, in this last quarter or two, released some really interesting, powerful end-user features as well. I was with Sanja at ISC. She talked to me about those for a little bit and saw Ilya there as well, too. Let's talk about some of those features that you guys recently released. And what's the core of this? Like, how does this functionality work to begin with that you're able to actually provide extra functionality in a BYOD space?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a user, Teams user all the time. And at home, I have a setup with, I have a camera, I have a mic speaker combination. I'm the only user that connects to that. So in the in and out, I'm the only user that connects to that. But when you go to the office and you have a set of peripherals or a display and I come in the office, we register, it's one user. Then Craig comes in the office, that's a second user. When we get to understand, when we get a signal that there are multiple users connecting to the same set of peripherals, which we can actually track based on a set of signals like unique serial numbers, for example, we can identify that these peripherals are not Irina's, but they're shared. So multiple users are using these peripherals, and we can register that signal. We actually register that in the Pro Management service and add the inventory. That's what gives us the signal. And you can think of like we have some sort of a baseline of like, hey, we want to identify 5 unique users that have used these type of devices, so it's not a husband and wife sharing a device.
You're talking within the Teams application itself, the one that's absolutely on my laptop. So there's no special install on my behalf that I need to do to help move this forward, right?
That is correct. We use the Teams client on my laptop as a kind of think of it as an agent, which gives us the signal. So anytime I connect with my laptop, with my Teams client running to join a Teams meeting, That's the signal that we get. That gives us the signal of a unique user. Then we look for multiple for shared peripherals, and that is the signal to identify that that's actually in a room.
Well, that's impressive. Now, that's been around, I think, for a couple of quarters, but now you've built some features off of that. So now you're telling me we can identify that a room is a BYOD use case room, a device. What are you able then to do to help that end user to improve that experience from there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So until these experiences were delivered, if I go and connect peripherals, what happens is my screen will get mirrored on the display.
Right.
And
that's a pain.
That's not awesome because if I have a private chat or private file, now everybody can see that. Most users don't want that.
Right.
So that's kind of like one of, like, personally, I feel that's one of the biggest benefits. Like, privacy is very important for me, so I don't want to share with others. So what we actually do, instead of mirroring the screen, we extend the screen. So the content can be on the display in the room, and mm-hmm. all my private conversations and files stay on my laptop. In addition, trying to navigate on the big display in the room from a distance is kind of hard.
Yeah,
so what we have done is we would keep the meeting controls on my laptop. So that makes it a lot easier for me to control the meeting experience versus trying to reach over and monitor what happens with the big display.
That's what you call intelligent presenter tools. Is that right?
Yes. So that is correct. In addition, like, imagine like I have a PowerPoint. I'm presenting a PowerPoint. What as a speaker, I will be able to see my speaker notes on my laptop. Mm-hmm. And see the user experience or the front of room display experience with the presenter experience rather on the front of room display. So that is also another benefit to me as a user. If I'm presenting, I can feel more confident. I can be more comfortable having the user view on the display and having my speaker notes and controls on my laptop. So that's some of the experiences that we have. But there's more.
I know. I mean, there was something I saw at ISC, the roster feature that you've improved on that. Talk to me about that, because I'm not sure how well known that is in market and what you're solving there. It's a really interesting feature.
Absolutely. So what happens is, let's say there are three people in the room. We would usually not be able to say, hey, we have identified the room, great. But we don't know who the people in the room are.
Okay.
And why is that important? In hybrid meeting setup, if I'm remote, knowing who the people in the room are makes that conversation and experience a lot better. So the goal is, again, we have been working on these hybrid experiences for quite some time, and this is in that same direction of, now that we have three people in the room, they will be identified and nested in their roster under the meeting room. So now you can see that Irina is in room 1, 2, 3. That, if I'm remote, gives me a lot more visibility and helping me connect better.
So that's going to give me more real-time visibility to where my coworkers are. So not
Absolutely.
Only is there was an interesting thing you said there too. You're not only associating to the device, but now you've got that device associated to a physical room. So you might know I might be in, Austin room 101 based upon this other information that's all been rolled up to the pro management portal.
Yeah. That is, so as colleagues said, people go back to the office more often.
Right.
We have this technology in BYOD room, but as well in desking, in like help desking, where we have a feature called bookable desk. When I, as a user, I'm in building 3 at Microsoft, and when I connect to these peripherals, which are shared peripherals, whether it's in the BYOD room or on a hot desk that is in the space, we can detect the presence. And so Irina is in building 3. And that reflects in Teams and through this product known as Microsoft Places, then can be shared with my colleagues. Who can and then come and find me in Building 3, knowing that I'm in Building 3. Makes this, new mode of hybrid work of when Irina is in the office, coming and finding me where I would be located.
Okay, so this is good. So what you're talking to me about is features that don't require any special steps on my part. It's almost like it's adjusting to the level of the technology that's in the room as an end user. So I walk in, I'm going to get a more user-friendly presentation experience, right? I keep my notes private. I show what I want to show on screen. I've got better control so I can manage it as well, too. And then the far end gets some benefit, too, because they get to know who's in the room with me, what room I am in, things like that as well, too. And you start getting a little bit more contextual awareness. Is that about right?
That is true. And the way I think about it is we help users have great experiences depending on the capabilities of the space they have. And we all have teams. We all have teams on our devices. So using that as a signal, whether I am just with a laptop and coming in the room with the peripherals or at the desk, or have an MTR, we can scale the experience depending on the technology we have using Teams.
And this is one of those things which I, you know, we didn't want to lean too far into, but that's no licensing. That's my Teams client doing that.
That's correct.
But now, if we take this to the next level, we were talking about this before in the green room. There's a lot of great AI functionality that's adding a whole lot depth of information to end users, IT administrators, that you are now capable of pulling into this BYOD experience as well, too. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, we were joking at the beginning. AI, it's almost kind of becoming ubiquitous in everything we do every day. And so in meetings, I have gotten used to of not going to all meetings, but listening to recaps or reading recaps rather, looking at transcription if I need more details, or following Copilot notes to see what action items might have been assigned to me.
Okay.
So now that's great when I'm an individual user. We have kind of gotten used to that. But if I'm in a room with multiple people, if I missed the meeting and there were three people in the room, and I see room 1, 2, 3 said the weather is great in Seattle, I don't know if that is who actually said that.
First of all, you're lying, because the weather's never great in Seattle, only in the summertime. Okay, I'm sorry. That's an aside.
That is true. Actually, it's kind of raining outside. But the point being is we would know that in the conversation we're having, for example, if we were sitting together, it's Irina who's explaining the benefits of Teams experiences, and it was Kralik who was asking the questions with a technology that we call speaker attribution. And that is recognizing and attributing using my voice profile. We have had voice profile enrollments for quite some time. If my voice profile is enrolled, I will be recognized in the transcript, and therefore I can benefit, or whoever is using the transcript and the notes can benefit from knowing who the individual speakers were in a collective when we have a setup in the room.
All right.
That go ahead.
I apologize. Break this down for me. I'm this IT decision maker. How does this take place in a BYOD space? Because I typically think of that as affiliated with, do I need a special license? Do I need the Teams Premium license or Copilot license? What do I need to do so that my BYOD spaces
get
the same speaker attribution?
We spoke about just a moment ago that there is no license for the Teams experiences. I just come in with my Teams on my laptop. For AI and for these experiences to work, the users need to have a Copilot or a Teams Premium license to benefit from this speaker attribution AI-related features.
Okay. But that's the same as across any room that I'm in, whether it's a fully native room, which is the term you use, or a BYOD room.
That
you get the speaker attribution at the point in time that your end users are enabled with either that Teams Premium or Copilot license. Is that right?
That is correct.
But what we're saying, which I think is kind of nice here, is independent of the room, I can add this functionality across all my users. Or whoever users I have that are appropriately licensed, they can be acknowledged through voice recognition. And that's when you get the magic, the transcripts, which then create things like action items, which create things like meeting summaries, things like that, right?
I think this is the biggest benefit. There are features where, again, I don't have to attend the meeting. It saves me a ton of time, but it will be super useful to glance at the notes, and I know there was something I was mentioned or something was assigned to me because my voice is enrolled and because this speaker attribution happened.
Got it. So if AI, this is a Teams meeting right now, which it is, I'm going to assign the action item that you need to send to me some wonderful device from Redmond, somewhere from the Hive or something like that, okay? That's the action item. And it's now an action that you have to take because it's in the notes.
It's in the notes.
All right. But hey, actually, let's transition to one more phase here. There is actually the opportunity for all this information to actually help IT administrators as well as they grow. We were talking about this a little bit. Now you've got this data. I can see what rooms are BYOD rooms. Now I get to start seeing usage data, how often they're used, who's using them, what's the usage patterns, things like that as well too. What can I do with that? How does that help me as this IT decision maker?
Yeah. Great question. Oftentimes when I speak with customers and I ask them, hey, do you know how many rooms you have or what's in them if it's not native MTRs? More often than not, the answer is they don't know. So number one, what we can do is help discover the rooms and what's in them. So inventory and discovery and inventory is one of the first benefits admins can get from this technology.
I mean, you also get some remediation too. Like I can check on the health of some of these. I understand if the camera's working, things like that too. That's baseline almost. So
absolutely. So then, because we have discovered that and associated, then we can actually start looking at insights and see what happens. We can see usage, we can see utilization, we can see call quality and health, and that allows us to build signals and give these signals and recommendations to the admins. That way, as we spoke at the beginning, if customers are on a journey to getting to native rooms, they can start thinking of where there is most benefit and where they could start first because of these signals that we're building in into Prom Management Portal.
So this would help me prioritize when to invest and where to invest. Is that's a key idea here, for example?
Absolutely. That is, oftentimes, again, speaking with customers, they're kind of like at a loss, like, okay, I have X many rooms, where do I start? That's the question that we're trying to answer. Like, we can show you the rooms, we can show you where there might be the most benefit, and also might be the easiest to upgrade as well.
So, okay, now, where am I finding all this? Is it the Pro Management Portal? Is this where the information's rolled up to?
Yes, Pro Management Portal is our service for device management and insights.
Okay, gives me a simple view of not only the BYOD, but across the board. I get analytics, I get insights, and that proactive monitoring piece we talked about, right?
Right. So,
please, go ahead.
This is exactly what you said. Like, Pro Management gives you a unified view across the estate of rooms and devices. So I can see not just my MTRs, but now I can see all the other rooms which we have discovered and what's in them as well.
Okay. Now, here's the really interesting thing. This is what I spent a lot of time talking to Ilya about. You've actually said, okay, we've helped you identify some rooms might be good candidates to make into a native experience. I had somebody call it a laptopless room is the way they described it, which I thought was a really clever way to describe the room. But the idea is that the functionality is built into the devices in the room. You guys worked on a couple of things to make this easier for someone to upgrade those rooms. There was two in particular. One was the OEM upgrade kit, right? And the other one was the Express install. Help me understand those two. Tell me about those.
Great question. Because like, okay, so where do I start? How do I start? And imagine like in this case, somebody may have had a Jabra Panacast. I use that just as an example in their room. It's a BYOD type of room. We have discovered and we have learned through the insights we talked about in Pro Management that this particular room, based on usage, capacity, and other signals, might be a good candidate to upgrade. Okay, I have a Jabra Panacast. How do I turn it into a native, what we call native room, MTR type of room?
Right.
All I need is a compute and a console. So I need to just to this peripheral set add compute and a console.
Being the touch panel that's on the table, right?
Correct.
That we're talking about.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Our team works with our hardware partners to offer these, you can think of them as upgrade kits, like in the example of MaxUp X-Core kit which is that, which is the combination of the compute and the touch console that can be easily added to the Jabra Panacast to turn it into a full MTR or native rooms experience, which has everything built in, one-touch join using the room. You don't need any other devices.
So we're not have to do a rip and replace or that really rough idea. I'm able to take existing devices that I invested in and upgrade them, augment them to bring them into the full native Microsoft Teams room experience. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why at the beginning we were talking about being a journey. Like, hey, I can start with this, or I have set of peripherals that are in my rooms. Now I can actually upgrade them and turn them into full native rooms. That's a capability.
And if I remember correctly, you actually have enabled this within the Microsoft Pro Management tool in itself. I can see certified packages, devices, things like that to utilize as well too. It's almost it's turnkey. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's showing me almost recipe like what I need and where I can find it.
That's the goal. We can essentially provide you kind of like a shopping list of certified devices. Certification is a big part of our quality guarantee process working with our hardware partners. So we can offer you as a customer solutions ready to go, sort of like a shopping list where you can go through a partner that you might be working with, or in near future, we're hopeful for some smaller customers enable that directly through the device store to deliver that.
But the problem is this. I mean, do I still need to like bang holes in the wall? Do I still need to do things that have to remediate the room? Is that still going to be a hurdle for me?
So that we announced at ISC something called Express Installs. I know at Microsoft I've talked a lot with folks internally who are responsible for deploying rooms, and one of the biggest costs is actually what we call hang and bang and calling electricians, getting permits, pulling wires. So how do we avoid all of that? So we've worked with hardware partners, OEMs, as well as hardware partners like hardware in the sense like furniture hardware like Salamander and Heckler and others to provide kits essentially with the goal. I like to think of like, hey, one person in less than an hour can have an MTR installed and ready to go. That's the goal of this essentially simplification of how the installation works.
I remember that. And actually, I actually had a chance. I was at the Hive earlier, and I saw some earlier prototypes of that. So we're talking like those totem tables where the monitor's actually kind of mounted to the table itself, so you don't have to put holes in the wall to hold everything together.
Exactly.
That's some of these solutions, right?
Okay. Exactly. And I'll give credit to my colleagues at the Hive. It's an innovation that we worked on with them together to deliver. And it is something that is really helping with keeping costs down for this type of installations.
Okay. All right. Did I run you through the ringer? Are you still standing? Did I ask tough questions? Or I think we had really good answers. What do you think?
I think it was great.
I actually have to take a step back. I like what you guys are providing here. I see this journey and the idea that I think we talked up front where you're identifying there is reasons. There's whether it's budget, business case, exploration that people are utilizing BYOD spaces, but you're giving them legitimate improved experiences, legitimate data so they can help figure out how to make the best of these spaces and then when to upgrade them as time comes. It seems
exactly.
Like a good support. Is this the end of it? Are we going to continue to see more helping these BYOD spaces? Or
you can imagine that we will continue innovate in making our insights in how admin can make solutions better and how we improve to complete the, think of it as a lifecycle management, like providing our customers end-to-end lifecycle management capabilities, user experience with admin insights and management capabilities, kind of closing the loop on how to deliver best Teams experiences for our users.
All right. I'm going to mark this one as done. I think you got all my questions done here. We're gonna wrap it up this way then. Irina, thank you so much. I appreciate this. This has been very insightful. If people want to learn more about this, I assume they can go to the Microsoft Teams subpage on the Microsoft website. Is that right?
aka.ms/teamsdevices.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right. Well, everyone, I'm going to wrap up this episode of Decision Point. I think this was a good one. I think we got some great insights to understand the BYOD spaces, the value that can be added to them, such as in terms of user experiences and IT experiences as well. And what's really nice also, I think we talked about the upgrade path to help you logically figure out the whys and the wins, and then even the hows of taking these spaces and upgrading them to full native solutions. All right, everyone. Craig Durr for the Collab Collective. Take care. We'll talk to you later.